Thank you for joining us at the Roundtable.
Brought to you by Community Education Arts, a nonprofit organization based in Noblesville, Indiana.
I'm Alice Cavanaugh Scober, President of CE Arts.
And I'm Sarah E. Morin, Secretary of CE Arts. Let's sit down
at the Roundtable. Welcome back as we continue our discussion of our 11 shortlisted books for our 2021 NICE project.
Now we're to the yellow wallpaper, which I will say right now is so high on my list. I didn't even tell you. It's a short story, which is a big pro in my opinion. I think we both agree with that. Published 1892 in the New England Magazine. Not that that's important. It is regarded as an important early work of American feminist literature for its illustration of the attitudes toward mental and physical health of women in the 19th century. So tell us about our pros.
Okay, sure. Our pros, again, it is short. The entire thing is online. It wouldn't cost anybody anything to go online, pull it up, and spend 5-10 minutes reading it. Mm-hmm. And so it is extremely available and accessible.
But let me interrupt just real quick and just remind everybody, though, that we do, no matter what we pick out of our four books, we always pick a standalone passage from each one so that you can use that standalone passage as your inspiration if you don't want to go and read the entire text. Go ahead.
Okay, sure. Plenty of discussion about women's roles in mental illness, and those are themes that are near and dear to us. You know, we love discussing and analyzing those in literature. I personally like the potential for the creation of art because of this great description about this wallpaper, which is repulsive, and she sees things in it. And I can just, as a writer, that appeals to me. And I'm thinking if I were a visual artist, I would think it would appeal even more.
Yes, it does. As a visual artist and as a writer, I would say yes. Mm-hmm. Yes. Yes to both.
And it is still a COVID year, unfortunately. And so the idea of being stuck in a room, I think a lot of us can relate to.
Absolutely.
Uh-huh. I think you put this last point on here on the pros.
Yeah, two white women discussing a white female author's racism. Mm-hmm. I want to talk about that a little bit more, but first a little bit about our cons, because it is so short. Will it be enough to sustain multiple podcasts? I'm going to say, yeah, because once we decided last year to not just talk about the books, but to talk about authors and what went into writing the books and all that, to understand that perspective, this short story becomes much bigger because, Charlotte Perkins Gilman was a racist. And so, there is a lot that can be discussed about this.
Okay.
But before we get to that, I want to say that another thing that I think is very interesting about this book is that it's written kind of in journal entry form. And I think mm-hmm. that's very important and very interesting, especially in the COVID-19 kind of isolation world that we live in.
Mm-hmm.
And the gender roles themes are very strong because she's basically put in this room by her husband, who's a doctor, who tells her this is what she needs to feel better. Mm-hmm. And that she needs to stay in this room and just rest. And so this idea of, for lack of a better phrase, having a man in authority, husband, doctor, whatever, tell a woman, you know, force a woman to live a certain way for her own good. Wow, we got a lot we can talk about with that, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's
mm-hmm.
a good one. So our themes could be postpartum depression, insanity, real and or labeled by society, by others, the demon patriarchy, as I like to say, versus women, the role of women circa 1900s, patient-doctor relationships, trust, abuse therein, you know, that kind of thing, art as therapy, clearly the author and the main character both feel that writing is therapeutic. That's basically what this story kind of is all about, the need to write, right? As to keep your mental health, you know? Mm-hmm. And then of course, racism, which is not literally in the story, but it is in the author. And it has been kind of, you can kind of see the hints of that and everything in her writing. I did some research on her racism, and boy, it's very ironic to me that she was very much espousing women's rights and feminism, and at the same time, she was so racist. It's really a conflict of reality, in my opinion. How we could discuss that, I think, would be fascinating. I really, really do. Let's see. Interesting fact, fun fact. I did not know this until I looked it up, or else I didn't remember it. I may have known it at some point in my life, but Gilman's great aunt was abolitionist Harriet Beecher Stowe.
Mm-hmm,
and
mm-hmm.
yet Gilman was a racist. She wrote a piece in the American Journal of Sociology that just has some quotes that, oh man, could we just go to town and discuss? I'm not going to read them now, because that would be, if we choose this book, that would certainly be something that we can go into. But just the title of the article kind of lays the groundwork. A Suggestion on the Negro Problem
was
the title of the article. And this was July 1909 to May 1909 issue of the American Journal of Sociology. So we have so much, especially compared, you know, in contrasting with Sulla. I mean, oh my gosh, this could be so, it could take this short story about, you know, a woman being kind of, you know, forced into a room and made a little crazy, whatever. It gives it so many more layers. So this is such a strong contender for me.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, there have been other literary critics who suggest that this short story should be interpreted through that lens of Gilman's belief about race. Other literary critics have tried to kind of blunt that or something, and you know, kind of make it understand Gilman's writings a little more broadly. And that made me think, is more broadly, does that mean to some degree excuse her racism, or do we want to go more broadly and really, really expose that racism? So I feel like we have a lot that we could do with not just the literal story itself and all the thematic stuff within that, but also looking at the author herself, because we love to look at our authors, don't we?
Absolutely.
So that's a huge, 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 huge. This is like way up on top of my list so far.
No, that's great.
And the yellow wallpaper. Those are my two favorites so far.
Yeah, and I just really enjoyed, too, the style. Again, kind of like Brave New World, where I feel like, you know, there's a very much a feeling of it being right in the present, that they are short paragraphs, and there's kind of an acceleration that happens, not as drastically as in Brave New World, but
the issue of mental health is this is such a great example of that kind of the way it, I don't know how much our audience has experienced journaling, but journaling your innermost thoughts of craziness, especially in a time of isolation or a period of isolation. If some stranger were to read some of my quote unquote journal entries, they think, lock her up, she's crazy. You know, I mean, you know, it just, you know, I think it's a really interesting and timely option. So more reasons to say yes to the yellow wallpaper.
Mm-hmm.
Join us next time as we continue our discussion of our 2021 NICE project.
This has been At the Roundtable with Alice
and Sarah E.
of Community Education Arts.
Our nonprofit organization is based in Noblesville, Indiana. You can find us online at cearts.org. We'd like to thank James Weston for writing our intro music and for his technical savvy.
Join us next time
at the Roundtable.